on, everybody? Welcome to Videos 5 Cast. I'm Citizen B, here with my co-host Tokyo 5.
Greetings, world.
And welcome to our very first episode. We want to give a love and thanks to anyone out who's tuning in right now. And we appreciate your company, especially in these critical times. Speaking of critical times, Five, what's been going on in today's news?
Well, during a conference call today in the sports world, or yesterday, with most of the major sports leagues, Trump mentioned that the NFL should start on time in September. But no, who knows how long this COVID-19 pandemic will last. The Final Four was supposed to start yesterday night. The Masters was supposed to begin last Thursday. And in 2 weeks, we were supposed to get some NBA playoffs. Trump mentioned that our nation wasn't designed for this when it comes to our sports. Are we seeing a paradigm in where our world may be without sports for a little while?
It's looking like that. I mean, if anything, I don't think anyone's seeing any of this coming, well, except for people who knew beforehand about the virus, but we didn't. Even then, I doubt they thought it was going to be this big.
Well, again, Trump did come out in a conference call yesterday with major sports leagues, most of them. And he did come out and say the NFL should stay on course. Now, does it sound like Trump's kind of pushing the NFL to stay on course regardless of what may happen in the coming months? Or should the NFL take its own actions?
I mean, it's the ball's in their hand. I mean, if Donald Trump thinks that the pandemic will be resolved by the time we get the actual NFL season starts, you know, back in September, then hey, why not? I mean, if, like I said, it's on both parties. If the commission, if Roger Goodell believes that they might need to wait a little bit more, then hey, it's up to him. But if not, then he'll give the okay. We say we can start football again. But like I said, Trump's feeling positive that it's that this COVID-19 thing is going to pass over, and we should be ready for sports by this fall.
Well, hopefully. In speaking of football news, Colts owner Jim Irsay has obtained more than 10,000 N95 masks that he plans to have distributed to the medical people in Indianapolis. So that's good to hear that, you know, he's supporting his the people in the medical field. They get our biggest thanks more than anybody doing what they do every day, having to be around all those victims.
Yeah.
We can only just pray that, you know, they can stay safe, stay healthy, and make sure that they don't spread the virus once they leave the hospitals. That's probably what the scary part of that all is. Well,
yeah.
Staying on topic of sports, last night was day one of WrestleMania 36. I heard it was like watching a cinematic wrestling movie with matches. And of course, the biggest match of the night was The Undertaker and AJ Styles' Boneyard match. What do you think about that, Drew?
For what I've seen, you know, in the highlights and some of the reviews, they said it was a great spectacle. But then again, it's what you expect out of AJ Styles, especially a veteran, a legend like Undertaker. And again, a lot of people didn't think he had it anymore to put in any good matches. But I guess they actually was able to do something for him, and they was able to come up with something that worked around and make show that he still has a match or so in him left despite his old age, and it shows why he's a legend in the business, because he's able to do something as spectacular as that match. And having someone like AJ Styles, who's already iconic in the wrestling business, it just solidified it even more. Just made it, those two definitely were the right people to do that type, to certain that type of match. You know, make it even with even with no no actual audience, and like, and the whole epidemic and going on right now.
Right, that's the
crazy part. Yeah. Yeah, they was able to make a, something that great that
it was like watching the
first time. Yeah, this is the first time that WrestleMania has been like this, and so they had, so props to the creative team for coming up, and AJ Styles and Undertaker, you know, Gallows and Anderson, who all was ever involved with making that Boneyard match, because they really did. They worked with what they had to make it very memorable. Because trust me, this is going to be the most memorable, one of the most memorable WrestleManias. You know, a WrestleMania with empty seats, because this, because it happened during the quarantine, where everybody was, you know, quarantined and shit. Stuff like that.
The prayers go out to the wrestlers and all the people and staff in WWE. Of course, tonight is also the second night of WrestleMania 36.
Yes.
Pretty sure it's probably going to start either now or within an hour. So it should be a fun night. You know, I heard a lot of good reviews. A lot of people liked it. They thought it was interesting, the whole cinematic view of it. So, you know, that's pretty cool to still bring somewhat of a entertainment of the wrestling world to the fans.
Yeah.
Another news. Legendary ex-Saints kicker Tom Dempsey dies from coronavirus. This thing seems to affect a lot of the older generation, as what I hear, 65 and up are more vulnerable. Anybody who has any immune deficiencies are vulnerable. Anybody who has asthmatic problems are vulnerable. This is really affecting, like, everything.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we have here. Well, we have some, you know, a bunch of mock drafts for the NFL. Of course, we know the NFL draft is coming up in a couple weeks. From my understanding, the draft won't be held in Vegas like it was supposed to due to COVID-19.
Yeah.
It's probably the smartest thing to do.
Yeah, definitely.
Most of the teams will be releasing their picks from their own cities within their own stadium offices and everything, which is, that's keeping it safe. I like that.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to watch how they're going to do it this year. See how they do it and see how the reaction and stuff.
Yep.
I wonder if they're going to do it by streaming or by some type, or they're going to use Skype or any something. How they're going to do it, how they're going to broadcast it to the world.
That's going to be a very interesting question, because, you know, a lot of cities, most of them, actually all of them probably have their own draft parties at the stadiums. Mm-hmm. That's probably not going to happen either.
Yep.
So you're going to have a lot of fans, probably just everybody watching this from home. Even the players being drafted are going to be home. Yep. You don't have the whole glitz and glamour of the first night of the draft, everybody in a suit. So there's a lot of things that's been taken away from us as a nation that we enjoy every day.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the draft, let's get on that topic. We're both NFL guys. We both have our teams. Me, of course, I'm a Jaguars fan, city of Jacksonville. My co-host over there, Pittsburgh fan, loves the Steelers.
Yep, Pittsburgh Braves.
The Steelers is going to take with their first pick.
That, my friend, it's a good question.
it would especially seem since they have some needs at running back, maybe, or receiver.
If I would say anything, I would want to start saying that we might be looking for. I said we're probably going to be looking for more for another receivers, because especially since we've been because
you only have Juju Smith.
Yeah, because especially since our last season, you know, the whole Antonio Brown thing, all that stuff going on, and Le'Veon Bell leaving.
Ben's been kind of banged
Ben,
up.
Ben's on his own ass legs. He's been banged up and missed the whole entire season. I mean, it wouldn't be surprising if we try to go for a QB. Also, because I know we definitely got to look at for after Ben. I mean, because he's, like I said, I doubt he has much more time in him left. I know. Right. I know Ben. He wants to go out. He wants to go out as a champion. That's what he wants to do. But it's going to be kind of hard to do with, you know, a broken up squad that he has right now.
Exactly.
And seeing how our season can straight up go straight to hell as soon as he goes down. But even though even it wasn't start, it didn't even start off good when he was in. But still. We didn't really have anybody confident enough to take his place. You know, we Mason Rudolph with his stuff. Delvin Hodges, he just needs practice. I mean, he wasn't horrible. He did what he's supposed to, what he could. He just needs a lot. If he gets some more practice, more training in it. You know, get utilized more. He could probably be a decent quarterback. And you never know.
You guys don't have a first round pick.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys won't have a pick till second round. I believe it is 49th pick. That's a lot of players gone off the board, especially. A lot of good players.
Yeah, you know, I know.
Deep draft, but again, that's a far ways away before you get your first NFL draft pick.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It makes me wonder what we're going to be doing. Are we going to make some deals just so we can jump up and get in the first round? Or is we going? I don't know. It's up to Tom and the Rooney family to see what they're going to do. I mean, it's what we always did. We, Steelers fans, we just say, hey, trust the process, see what they do.
Of course. Now, who do you think would be going overall first? A lot of people say that it might not be Joe Burrow going to Cincinnati. There's a good chance that Chase Young could go first. The defensive end, I believe, from where is he from? Ohio State, I believe. Now, you know, if you look at it, Cincinnati's in Ohio. He played at Ohio State. Could possibly happen that the Bengals will take a chance on a defensive edge rusher such as Chase Young. But Andy Dalton is still there in Cincinnati. I have not heard word about him being cut or being traded away. So, who do you think would go first?
Huh. Hmm. Yeah. History always says usually. Someone's always trying to come grab up the first quarterback. So,
well, who would have the currency to even trade to that number one spot? There's a couple of teams in the first round that have multiple picks.
You know what?
The Miami Dolphins.
Might want to keep our eye on New England. You never know. You never know what might be up Belichick and Kraft's sleeve. They might try something. Especially with Tom Brady just leaving there. Yeah, you never know. Let me say, New England gets the first draft pick, and they choose him. Oh, well. Yeah, I say, yeah. I was like, I knew it.
That's a lot of currency to spend just for a sure shot like Joe Burrow when I believe what New England's probably thinking. Well, they're not going to come out and say it, but tank for Trevor for next year. The QB from Clemson, Trevor Lawrence. That dude's phenomenal. To win a Heisman his rookie year. I believe he won the Natty too his rookie year.
Wow.
And
that's amazing.
Went pretty much undefeated almost this year, last year. Should have been in, I believe they were in the Final Four. But it looks like it might be his show again this year. Well, once if we start to see the sports world kind of come back to normal.
Yeah. It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be rough. It's gonna be rough, especially people who love sports, you know.
Exactly.
A lot of us, and some people going crazy about it. I mean, I've been seeing some of the memes, people making their own little brackets of quarantine brackets on Facebook and stuff. It's funny as hell. But.
Well, let's change it to some virtualness. Thoreau, Mr. Citizen V.
Yo.
What's the news in the gaming world?
Well, let's see. It's been, like I said, it's been tough for the whole world out there. You know, not just the sports world, the gaming community took a hit. Also, you know, there's been companies shutting down, delay of games. I'm saying the biggest and latest delay of any game is the news that came from Sony.
Yeah.
From The Last of Us 2 and Marvel's Iron Man virtual reality launch is indefinitely delayed in suspension, I should say. Statement from the PlayStation Twitter and their website saying Sony Interactive Entertainment has made the difficult decision to delay the launch of The Last of Us Part 2 and Marvel's Iron Man VR. Dude.
That's crazy.
It sucks. A lot of us was waiting for The Last of Us Part 2 for the longest. I remember when it was announced last year. And I was happy as hell. I was like, hell yeah, because if you played the first one, then man, you know how much the masterpiece the first one it is. It's just
no, I don't.
Yeah, but I'll go for guys who does have those who have PlayStation. So we know how that masterful that game is. It was just, it's just fucking awesome. But to have such a big game like that to be delayed and because of this, it just shows how bad this virus is fucking up everyone's economy and you know messing up the world.
Yeah. Well, I also hear that QuakeCon 2020 has been shut down or suspended.
Yes. Oh man, another major event that been shut down. First it was E3. I was like, good God. I was like, man. First E3, then QuakeCon. I was like, good God. And an official statement from their website saying to all of our friends in the QuakeCon community, QuakeCon has always been a special event for all, for us and for you. A time when we gather together to play games and build bonds that for some have lasted a quarter of a century now. In recent weeks, we have spent a lot of time discussing how we might still move forward with QuakeCon this year, particularly given that it's the 25th year of the event. It's 25 years of QuakeCon, and it's about to be gone. And however, with all the logistical challenges and uncertainties we currently face due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we have made the difficult decision to cancel this year's QuakeCon. The health and safety of our employees, volunteers, vendors, sponsors, and players will always be our top priority. And in these times, it felt wrong to be talking about a gathering when gathering is the last thing any of us should be doing right now. While we don't know what the state of the pandemic will be this August, we do know it will not be possible to complete the work and planning with partners, vendors, volunteers, and others that is required to make QuakeCon a success. We thank all of you, especially the volunteers, for all your work in building and supporting this year's event year after year. Hope to work with you and to come up with other ways to celebrate the spirit of QuakeCon this August, and we look forward to the return of this amazing event next year. Until then, be safe, look after each other, and play games. Peace, love, and rockets. ID Software, Bethesda Softworks. Heartbreaking, but understandable. I mean, it sucks. It sucks. A lot of good stuff has been canceled this year because of this damn virus. Oh man.
Yeah. I mean, we all need to take the necessary precautions, and as you all know, we are probably in one of the biggest pandemics since the 1900s. Yes. Spanish
flu. They're good.
We need to stop the spread, practice social distancing, wash your hands thoroughly and as much as possible. And if you have symptoms or someone you know or love or a friend has symptoms, either quarantine them in your house, take them to the hospital, but keep them out of general public. I don't think people are taking the magnitude of this virus seriously. It really is.
I mean, like I said, for a lot of us, especially us millennials, this is the first time we've had to deal with anything like this in our lifetime. You know, anybody that actually lived through our grandparents or probably parents, it's probably the second time they didn't think they would have to go through something this bad ever again. But I doubt stuff was taken this serious back then. The amount of effort first to keep anything from happening, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, you know, technology has advanced a lot over the years, so that's on our side. I saw something today in the news where Trump predicts, and I quote, a lot of deaths. And as the Sergeant General also said, this will probably be the worst week we will have, as the numbers will rise for COVID-19 cases in the U.S. Now, this also comes from Trump. You know, the same guy I saw in the news 2 weeks ago stating that he would love people to actually celebrate Easter and Easter Sunday and be in churches. To me, this says that our president has no clue what to do or what precautions he needs to take. I kind of feel like as a country, we kind of started late, other than other countries has. I've heard Italy reports that this is their second week where their death total has actually been very low. So it seems to me, you know, other countries are starting to recuperate and recover, and we're still spreading this virus.
It is scary. It's terrifying. I mean, you do. I mean, the fact is, it's as Americans, we're a lot of us are hard-headed. I mean, we've been told, a lot of us, we're being told to stay in the house and advised to stay in our house and not go out, you know, unless, you know, an essential worker, but in all that stuff, and not trying to, you know, try to socialize or do unnecessary socializing. But, you know, you got people who's throwing coronavirus parties, quarantine parties and shit, having big ass block parties out in Cali and shit, where people, you say, well, we at home, we about to go throw a party anyway. So everything shut down, and instead of, you know, staying in the house, they over there now, they're out all outside partying up and risking everyone's health. You know, because some people are just very, very hard-headed, have that mentality of, I'm gonna do whatever the hell I want. You can't tell me what to do. I mean, it's not one of those times to be like that, because it could bite you in the ass pretty badly. And, you know, I think there was a video online where I believe there was like a kid's birthday party. I think it was like South Central LA or Compton. I wouldn't be surprised. And the cops actually came to broke the party up and start sending people in their houses. And, you know, ignorance being ignorance, they flipping out, cussing out of the police. Ghetto people do. Want to play the victim and be unruly instead of actually trying to, you know, being reasonable. But it is just insane how some people do what goes through people's mindsets.
Right.
But
yeah.
It is what it is. We'll get through it like we always get through a lot of tough crap. I'm pretty sure we can get through this, you know. Not enough about the bad stuff, you know. Yeah, let's talk about some good stuff, you know. If you're being quarantined, and if you're a gamer like us, this is the best thing that happens. I mean, shoot, now you can really play your games uninterrupted. Don't have to worry about anything. I mean, I'm an essential worker, so I barely got time to still do anything. So nothing's happened to me. I'm still gotta go to work. But
many prayers. As a lot of people don't know, we're actually doing our podcast from two different locations, but we're taking the precautions, staying home, staying safe. Once we come back from this short break, we're gonna talk more about gaming. Want to start your own podcast? Want to gain thousands of listeners? Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need in one place for free. Yes, free. Which you can use right from your very own smartphone or PC device. Citizen Z and myself have been using Anchor for, this will be our first day. And we love it so far. You can also easily make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And make sure you check out our podcast, Vendetta's Fivecast, for all your news from gaming, sports, world, or anything else you can imagine. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Vendetta's Fivecast. Again, I am Tokyo Five, here with my co-host, Citizen V, a.k.a.
Hey, the Beast. What's going on?
Citizen V, what do you have for us in the gaming for all those gamers who are stuck in their house and they just want a game?
Hey, like I said, this is a gamer's best dream ever come true. You're in the house for a amount of time. You're just going to be able to play games until you're told to come back out, and who knows when. So guess what? Just might as well get stocking up on any games and play whatever you want. Hell, it's even better if you're getting free games every month. You know,
right? Who doesn't love free games?
No, those with Xbox Live gold on the Xbox One or Xbox 360, you know, get free games every month. Like this month, Xbox One has the Project Cars 2 and Knights of Pen and Paper bundled, and the Shantae Half Genie Hero game. And then for the Xbox 360, free games for this month are Fable Anniversary and Toy Box Turbo. Yep.
Fable, huh?
Gotta look. And then moving on to the Sony side. Well, before we do, moving on to Sony side for people with PlayStation Plus. Free games this month is going to be Uncharted 4, Thief's End, and Dirt Rally 2.0. Now, it's even better if you have PS Now or Xbox Game Pass, because you definitely get a lot more free games. I don't know, for Xbox Game Pass, they just added 4 more free games. They got Nier Automata and Become as God Edition, and then you got Totally Reliable Delivery Service. Then you got, yep.
That's a game?
It's a little kids game.
You just play like a UPS guy?
I think it's like it's almost like a taxi driver or something like that, or just a delivery driver. And then, you got the Power Rangers Battle for the Grid. Sounds dope. Then you got Bleeding Edge. It's a new game that just basically came out. Then you have The Surge 2. And that's all for Xbox Live Game Pass. And then for the PS Now subscribers, they just added Control. Yeah. They just added Control for them for PS Now. So,
what is that?
Control is, I want to say, is a. It's an action adventure game. It's about this chick who I think she works for like a federal Bureau of Control. You know, it's a secret U.S. government agency. They're tasked with containing and studying phenomenon that violate laws of reality. So it's going to be her job to take to hunt down these type of phenomenon and creatures to take them down, beat them up, you know, action adventure. You
sounds like a first person shooter too, right?
No, it's actually third
person. Oh, okay. Over the shoulder for those over the shoulder people who like to over the shoulder. So, this is going to be a weekly segment that me and Citizen V are going to be doing. But with everybody in quarantine, I'm going to let Citizen V do something special this time. Each week, Citizen V is going to give you his three games that people should check out. Also, he's going to give you special five games to play while in quarantine. Citizen V, what do you recommend?
So, let's start off with three games that I could recommend to people play. I say the first one would be Dishonored. If you haven't played the Dishonored series yet, you know, I suggest you check it out. It's a very good action adventure, first person view game, you know, and enjoyable. Enjoyable action. You have the option of be stealthy during missions. You get power upgrades, you know, great action, many challenges, and a very, very unforgettable storyline. The storyline is impactful, you know, especially what the characters go through.
Well, it looks like it's kind of based in the 1900s, early 1906 scene. Okay.
And say the second game I would recommend is Ninja Gaiden 2. Without a shadow of a doubt, one of the hardest games I've ever played in my life. But also one of the most thrilling games. It's actually on the list of one of the toughest and most challenging games to play. And it literally took, I'm gonna tell you like this, it took me 6 months just to beat that game, mostly because I played half of it, rage quit after one boss fight, and then pick it back up for a while, and then finally got back to it, and then slowly but surely beat it. I mean, it's the ultimate challenge for any gamer out there. You know, Ryu Hayabusa going out there was all his weapon inventory, you know, from his legendary Dragon Sword Katana to his two Sai Katanas, nunchucks. He has a whole assortment of weapons. Yeah, and you're just tearing through enemies nonstop. And the boss fights are hard. I mean, dear God, you be having enemies on there that you thinking that you kill, and somehow they're suicide bombing you. It is, you got to play it to believe it. You know, it is one of the best games ever. And I say the third game, which comes from Lord of the Rings, Middle Earth, Shadow of Mordor.
I was never a Lord of the Rings fan. I like The Hobbit more.
This game, I'm telling you, this game series, because it has Shadow of War and Shadow of Mordor, but Shadow of Mordor is where it started. It's one of the best experience in Lord of the Rings. Best. Not only is the enemy...
So if you're a Lord of the Rings fan, you got a game.
Yeah, not only is the enemy challenging... straight up, but they also adapt to your playstyle, to your strategy. So, and you know, if you start taking out on people this way, they'll adapt and start playing against your playstyle. I mean, it's an action adventure, and they'll start, the AI is intelligent. They know how to take you out. Think you're stealthy, and they say, "Wait, he's over in this area," and they'll stay in that area until they find you. And if they beat you and kill you, they get stronger too. So, not only are you getting stronger, your enemies is also getting stronger too. So it is just an awesome game. I loved it. I loved it every moment of it when I played it. Can't get it.
Nice. Well, we're going to wrap our show up with five games you should play while in quarantine. Now, these are the five games that Citizen V would suggest for anybody who's board in the house, in the house board, here are five games that you should play.
Okay. Games I'm going to recommend that you play while you're in quarantine. Yeah, so you're stuck in the house, you're bored, looking for something to do, take up your time. It's easy. It's easy to take up your time with anything you can do. Those who like going out, it's not the end of the world. Come on. If you got a PlayStation or an Xbox or whatever, just turn on your game system and you can just find any game out there to play and take up your time. For gamers like...
We'll also make sure you're staying active.
For gamers like us, that's nothing. And we're used to this. So I can give you five games that will definitely take up your time and keep your mind off of this quarantine while you're inside the house. Let's say the first one, I'm going to say it's a game that a lot of these games are what people are, what gamers should be already playing. But the first one is Destiny 2. You know, many DLCs, especially this new season that just came out, a new player, you're going to have plenty to do in this. Plenty to do doing this. You're going to be trying to get all the weapons and all the gear that you need to power up your character.
Well, staying quarantined, I imagine it's not going to.
Hell no, it's not. You're going to be dedicating all your time to power up your guardian. I'm going to have to get time to learn the raids, grind, and do everything that's necessary to get to be at a sufficient light level. And
plus,
hell,
while we're, you know, practicing social distancing, please remember, most of these games, you can still interact with other people online. Yep. And I'm pretty sure Destiny 2 was one of those games where you could have a crew from 3 to 6.
Yep.
Three playing most of the content, and then, of course, the raids from up to 6
players. Yep.
So you're not by yourself. Regardless, you're probably in a room by yourself, but you're not by yourself.
That is correct. One of the best games for socializing. You still socialize while doing social distancing.
Correct.
And all right, second game I would say is the State of Decay K game, 1 or 2. This is easy one of the best games I could take up your time, you know. Need something more than just, if you're not just need a first person shooter, then definitely this is it. It's like you gonna have to build up all your whole a whole civilization, survive a zombie apocalypse, try to get build and get gear and get food, supplies, everything to survive a whole entire zombie apocalypse, fighting off hordes of zombies, fighting off rogue survivors, building up your own community.
So it's basically The Walking Dead in the game, even though there is a Walking Dead game. But
I would say this would probably be the more superior version of it.
All right.
And I would say, and the third game, Ark, Survival Evolved. If you've never even heard of this game, just look it up right now, and then you will see why this is definitely a great game for you in quarantine. Over here, you're basically building up forts, hunting and taming prehistoric animals, dinosaurs and everything, fighting off rival factions, surviving off the land, harvesting, learning how to build weapons. So much that stuff that you can do in this game.
Now, I know you really liked this game when we were playing it, But this was just one I couldn't get into.
It's all depends. I mean, if you like building and stuff, and if you like trying to create your own weapons and stuff, especially the taming animals, because I know a lot of the people that I play with on there, that we know that play on there, they have like whole hordes of dinosaurs, wolves, and T-Rexes and sharks and all that stuff. They be breeding their animals and like becoming master breeders. I mean, I was like, how do y'all do all this stuff in such little time? But now with quarantine, you have plenty of time to do all that this game and to find out how they do it. I'm telling you, this is definitely a game that you could be playing during quarantine right now.
Well, if there's any people out there that like dinosaurs, this is a game.
And then I say in the fourth game, that's Red Dead Revolver 2. Wild Wild West.
This isn't being confused with Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, right. Red Dead Redemption. Yeah, Red Dead Redemption 2. Third. Yeah. What was I gonna say? If you're already playing GTA, hell, it's a Wild Wild West version of GTA. You have plenty of stuff to do on there. Third person,
another rock star.
You know, it's that you're riding horses, be an outlaw. You can be rob banks. You can be a bounty hunter. You can hunt. You can hunt animals on there. Something that you can do in GTA. Okay. You know.
Now, I like the Red Dead Redemption zombie version that came out when the first game came out. Does this have one of those zombie versions? Because that was...
No, it doesn't have that, but I wouldn't be surprised if they are working on something like that. It's going to be on, Rockstar to see what they do with it. I know they're still working on many expanded on the DLCs and stuff for this game. So who knows?
Right.
Maybe it'll come out during Halloween. That'll be a Halloween type of expansion.
That'd be dope. Also, if for you Walking Dead fans out there, sadly to say, the last episode is postponed. So after tonight's episode, we won't have the last episode until later this year. So if they kind of do it around that time, that'd be kind of dope too.
Yeah. Wouldn't be bad. Okay. And I'll say the final game that me and Fab will personally recommend that you play during quarantine that will absolutely take your mind off quarantine. The Elder Scrolls Online. Talk about a game where you can damn near do you have so much stuff to do. So much stuff. Such a big open world environment where you can go anywhere, do anything.
I'm not going to try to put this on the same platform as World of Warcraft, because that was the beginning of it, of all these other games that are coming out, especially the one we're talking about now. But it's up there. This is one of my favorite games to play. MMORPG games, if you love them, this is the game.
Especially if you got your account console. I mean, it's MMORPG brought straight to the console, to the Xbox and PlayStation. So this is that's the ultimate experience in MMORPG for console players.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's definitely a game that's going to take your mind off of the quarantine. Yeah, it takes up with so many quests on there to do and so many ways to.
How was this not the first game? This should have been
my trust me. Yeah, you saved the best for last.
Well, out of those five games, Destiny 2, Elder Scrolls Online, that'd be up my alley. You know, like he said, if you Westerners out there, if you like those Wild West games and whatnot, Red Dead Redemption 2, or if you like dinosaurs, Ark, Tame You a Dinosaur.
Yeah.
And we also can't forget our zombie lovers, you know, the Walking Dead fans. If you love anything that has to do with zombies, like Left 4 Dead was one of my favorite
games.
We used to play that.
And State of Decay is
Black Ops.
And State of Decay is basically like an open world, almost like an open world Left 4 Dead. But the thing is,
you're kind of like a kind of what was that game where the sun went down and all the zombies got
intensified? Yeah, damn, I forgot that game's name.
That game was cool too.
Yeah.
I'm sure it will come to us, but that was a cool zombie game as well.
Dying. Yeah.
Ah, I know.
Dying Light. It was
pretty sure there's a second one out there now too. Dying Light 2, right? There's a second game. Nice. Well, that's it for our show for this week, ladies and gentlemen. We would like to thank everybody who tuned in for the premiere of our very first episode of Vendetta's Fivecast. We wish you nothing but prayers and hope that you stay safe. Take the necessary precautions during this pandemic we're in. Keep everybody that you love, your friends, your families, keep them in your prayers. We will be here. So just keep listening. I'm Tokyo 5.
And I'm Vendetta the Beast, a.k.a. Citizen V.
Tune in next week at the same time. Until then, we're signing off.
Peace.